Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. We're in 1 Samuel chapter 18 today, and this is right after David slays Goliath the giant. And right after that happens, King Saul's son, Jonathan, and David's heart were knitted together. They were intertwined. That word means tied together or bonded together for a common purpose. There was this instant bond, the epitome of loving a neighbor as yourself. But what was it that drew Jonathan to David? What was it that tied their hearts together? Well, David had just stepped out in faith in God's ability to deliver him the great uncircumcised Philistine. And Jonathan was swept away with reverence for this kid. No doubt David was much younger than Jonathan, maybe even 30 years younger. And we saw this same type of faith and boldness in Jonathan back in chapter 14. So the commonality could be their willingness to trust God, to love God, to honor God, and that they have the same God and the same enemies. You know, there's nothing like finding a fellow man who has the same reverence and awe and will to follow Jesus as you do. There's nothing like it in the world. But modern-day commentators want to turn this affection that Jonathan has for David into something immoral. The problem with this is that there is nothing even remotely close to this within the text. What is going on in this passage is nothing but the good providence of God paving a way for David. Here's what I mean by that. Jonathan is the heir apparent to the throne of Israel. If something were to happen to King Saul, then his oldest son, Jonathan, would assume the throne. Or at least that's what would be expected from all the people. So anyone who would be a threat to overtake that throne, well, he would be a threat to Jonathan. So if anything, Jonathan and David should be bitter enemies. Jonathan should keep his eye on David. But rather, we see the goodness of God moving in Jonathan's heart towards David, tying his soul to David's soul. God is the one knitting Jonathan's life, binding Jonathan's soul to David. This is brotherhood. This is godly brotherhood taking place right before our eyes. As you pray today, please remember AJ, one of our Creative Access missionaries. And also remember the Alango LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout the Philippines.